So let's face it, the harsh reality is that the majority of men have been emasculated through society, through and through, through means of government assistance and incentivizing divorces and the separation of the nuclear family. For starters, let's start with child support, where it's something that was meant to be a temporary solution that became permanent. And so permanent that women have actually brainwashed themselves into believing that they don't need a man, even though they're replacing a man with the government, and by in turn, still needing a man. And men grow up every single day understanding that they are supposed to provide and protect, and the government has simply diminished them down to nothing by taking away their ability to provide and protect. And as a society, we almost promote this single motherhood culture so women can get more benefits. You see this also happen time and time again where couples are married for maybe a decade and maybe the mother comes down with cancer. And now all of a sudden they have to get a divorce because she's eligible for more benefits as a single mother who is, you know, divorced than she would being married to her husband. And this is a way that society is set up to tell men that either you can stay in the home where you have to work twice as hard and be away from your family, where essentially women will take control of the household, and he also is further emasculated by his leadership being taken away because he's out making money, he's trying to do his job and provide, where the women come in and they take over the ownership and the leadership of how the household is run, and essentially it diminishes them even further. Another example of this is in the workplace where women have taken over men's spaces. For example, they want to work in trade jobs. Women are still given the lesser of the jobs, and a lot of these jobs have to meet certain quotas and hire women just to say that they are not discriminating. They are the protected class. So for example, a woman might want to be a mechanic, but she might take twice as long to get a job done because she can't have the physical strength to pick up tires and get them done in a timely manner to be able to basically be equal with the men, but essentially she still is going to get that job because they need women in that field. You also see this in training. We all have to take more sensitivity classes, or we have to take, you know, gender bias classes. We have to learn how to talk to people a certain way in female-dominated spaces, and they're only female-dominated because we have to meet quotas of hiring a certain level or caliber of women despite their ability to do the job correctly and right or fast enough. And that's like indirectly emasculating a man, because imagine you work 20 years in your trade and you have the skill level that is nowhere near a woman, but a woman steps in and gets a job and basically does office work, you know, in the same field as you just because she's a woman. So all of the power and all of the ambition and all of the motivation that you felt getting that job and doing that job is simply being stripped away from you by default because we have to hire a certain number of women in a field. Even down to HR spaces, some jobs never even had an HR department, but because now they're forced to hire women, now we have to accommodate a woman's experience in the way that we talk to them, how we greet them, how we show up, and men have to change everything about them to basically cater to these women, even though it's a male-dominated space. And if we don't cater to women, then we're considered toxic, or we're considered misogynistic, or, you know, we hate women, even though that couldn't be further from the truth. Because the reality is that sometimes, even if you're a woman and you want to be in a certain trade, doesn't mean that you're qualified for that job. But now society has set it up where it doesn't matter if you're qualified or not. It just matters how many people we have in a certain space by gender. And let's just take this a step further. It's not just romantic relationships, but it's the way that women can emasculate men through their children, because his leadership goes out the window with the mother being home all day or being the primary caretaker in a divorce. So by default, he gets his children taken away, and it's incentivized again to take the power away from the men to be able to provide, but also having a father in the home. And let's not forget the overall diminishing of masculinity by preaching it's toxic and it's inherently harmful, thus making men feel powerless in their own ability to provide and protect, despite all of the information that we have surrounding fatherless homes. On one hand, men are able to teach young boys respect and how to love and care for their family, and also to be there for the physiological changes that men go through that women don't understand. And in the same way, he's there to teach his daughter what real respect and real loving relationships are and how to respect herself so she doesn't have daddy issues later on. And despite all of this information and how, you know, children will grow up in worse situations, either with depression or more involved in criminal activity, without a father in the home, society will still set it up to brainwash women into believing that they don't need a man because the government steps in to basically be their baby daddy. And this emasculation and the absence of fathers and men's masculinity being toxic has only set up a society of narcissistic women, controlling women, sociopathic women, and women that need control because they don't know how to take leadership from a man. And it's truly brainwashed women into believing that they are the more powerful source just because they work, they have a job, they have finances, and they have incentivized divorces and basically don't need a man. But in reality, the man in the relationship is the government. And this will never stop because so many people benefit from things like child support. You have lawyers, you have, you know, the judges, you have even the bailiffs, you have anyone who is involved with the court system benefiting directly off the downfall and the emasculation of men through child support and other incentivized programs. And when you really think about it, it's really crazy that when women get more powerful or in their mind, they're more independent, their first thought is to take down men. But when men have power, their first thought is to take care of women. So essentially what we have is the oppressed now being the oppressor. And women have been so desensitized to a man's experience that it has led to so much narcissism that when it comes to accountability, she doesn't understand it. And the reason why women don't understand accountability is because they are the abusers. They are abusing the legal system. They might even cohabitate with a man. So you are living together, you are doing all of the things as a married couple, but she is never going to get married because it benefits her more to be a single mother and still get government assistance and all of the benefits to where men don't even have to provide anymore. Is that not emasculation through society where you are stripping and diminishing men down to nothing to where even providing for a woman isn't good enough? And let's not forget that if he doesn't pay his child support, then he could lose his trade, he could lose his license, he could be put in jail. There's all of these consequences for these men to provide, but then they lose the ability to have their leadership in place to raising their family. So you've taken out their masculinity and their ability to provide in the workplace. You've taken away their ability to provide through, you know, financial means and being married to a woman by government assistance and incentivized divorces and promoting this single mother culture. You've also diminished them because they feel powerless in romantic relationships where the women can use their kids against them. They can claim SA, they can claim DV without any proof, and that man will spend years and thousands of dollars in legal fees just to get his reputation back. And when his reputation is ruined, then you're taking away his motivation, his power, his ability to have self-worth as a man. And what's really sad is that we have brainwashed women into believing that their independence is real, but it is a facade based on the ability of men still paying child support, supposedly not being involved, government assistance, and we have diminished and emasculated men into nothing while simultaneously preaching that we want good men in the world. We need men to pay for my nails, pay for my hair, be there. So we get to nitpick and choose our equality, and that's just not how equality works. Okay, bye.